Salt Spring Island. It's Scott Simmons here today with the Radio Real Estate Show on this beautiful, windless day on Salt Spring Island. What a day yesterday.
Wow.
So I've got a guest in the audience today. His name is David. David, how long have you lived on Salt Spring Island for?
I'm over the 20-year mark here, wow. So I guess I qualify as the Islander.
Well, now David also, most of you know him with his red jacket on down at Mowat's. What do you do at Mowat's, David?
I'm one of two store managers, basically spending a lot of time there.
And you've worked there for how long?
I'm over 12 years now.
Wow. It's a great place to work.
Oh, it's fantastic. Yeah. Absolutely.
I mean, Mowat's is like the heart of the island. You know, it's right in the very center of Ganges. I mean, the heartbeat of the island. I mean, you go into the store and it's just like pulsing with activity on a Saturday morning. And you can see what people are, the honey-do list, you know. Some guys are standing over an electrical, another guy in the plumbing department. Everybody's, you know, it's an interesting place.
Always something going on, for sure.
Yeah. And you guys sell a wide variety of stuff, don't you? It's not just, I mean, that's what I find amazing at Mowat's, is that you can get customers almost anything.
Oh, it's beyond belief. I mean, Home Hardware brags about 60,000 SKU numbers or specific products.
Right.
And we go above and beyond that.
Right.
You know, with the upper and lower floor outsourcing so many other products, it's almost mind-boggling.
Well, that's what I was saying before the show started here. I love that radio ad that you guys have. What it goes if you have a pool rip? How does it go?
You know, I've actually forgotten it. It sort of was Kevin's cook-up there, but...
But that's what happens. Like, you guys actually will open in the middle of the night if somebody needs something or if there's something happens. You've had all kinds of requests, haven't you?
Oh, absolutely. And it surprised me when I first heard the ad. And when I spoke with Kevin about it, he says, you know what? You wouldn't come down in the middle of the night and open the store for somebody? And I said, well, I guess you got me there. Basically, I mean, I've provided my phone number to some of the emergency services as well. Wow. You know, just in case there's something that we could do in the middle of the night.
Wow, it's amazing. And snowstorms, that's where Mowat's. I mean, even during the worst snowstorms, a lot of times you guys are open, aren't you?
Oh, we are. Even with the power outage, you know, we sort of scale back in time and do everything we can.
And you guys have a full selection of all the lanterns and the flashlights and the candles and the cook stoves.
Batteries. Yeah, those are sort of the bread and butter when the power's out, absolutely.
I know, that stuff must just fly off the shelf. Hey,
people, oh, yeah.
They come in with almost a crazed look.
Basically, and so happy to see us there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, even though we're doing the escort through the aisles with flashlights, it's just got to be done.
Yeah, well, that's just it. I mean, if somebody is out of something, if they don't have power, then... And that's why if you live here, you need to have, you know, batteries that'll last 3 or 4 days, emergency radio, all that stuff. I mean, the power, I've seen it go out at our place for 6 days.
Wow, yeah. We're almost never prepared enough.
No.
Unfortunately.
You know, that's the nice thing about having a few live chickens in the backyard. You can have a decent hot barbecue.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. If
the power goes out, I mean, it's really, a lot of people are just caught without anything.
Oh, it's actually surprising, although I would have to be guilty of that myself. And
right.
I mean, even owning the store. You know, you'd think I would have learned by now.
Right, right. So what makes Mowat so great?
Well, I think it's many things. I mean, we'd like to really brag about customer service, obviously.
Right.
I know there's many claims to fame on that one, but right. I think that's really one of our biggest keys. Of course, as you mentioned and touched on, being in the heart of Ganges, being in there, and 105 years this year.
It's 105 years.
Yeah.
You know, I've read over your history book. It's fascinating.
Isn't it? I every once in a while go back and read it a bit myself.
It's fascinating how they were really the pioneers on the island. Hey, I mean, it was really quite amazing.
The one-stop shop, so to speak.
And, yeah.
Yeah.
And so it's quite a tradition that you have there, actually. I mean, the store has been there. Is there many other stores that have been around for 105 years? Like,
you know, I guess we're trying to catch up to the bay there. That one will be a bit of a long shot and outside my lifetime.
But in a small town hardware location, like, it's really an odd anomaly because it used to be the status quo with small towns, but now they have seemed to all vanish. You know, now you've got just this big orange box somewhere outside town and, you know, the little tiny hardware store that supplies it all seems to be a thing of the bygone era.
It is, yeah. The mom and pop thing seems to be fading off, unfortunately.
But you know what I love about Mowat's? Being a handyman myself, And, you know, my claim to fame is I've never hired anybody except, well, my wife actually hired the refrigeration mechanic to fix our fridge finally after about the fourth time I tried to fix it. But usually I try to fix everything myself, and I love going down to Mowat's because when you go to the plumbing section, you can actually touch and feel all the plumbing parts, and you can screw them together. You know, you go into a big box store, and everything's in these plastic containers, and you can't, you know, well, will that screw into that one? You can't take it out. If you take it out of the package, they almost scream at you and, you know, call the police that you're shoplifting, where sometimes you have the old part, and you just want to see if it'll screw in. And, you know, Mowat's is one of the only places where you can go and just find, I mean, it's a massive selection of little odds and sods of plumbing parts. I mean, I love that section. It's my favorite part of the store.
Oh, right on. Yeah, it's certainly one that took me a while to get a grasp on. But
well, there's so many little parts,
it's incredible.
There's brass ones, there's galvanized ones, there's plastic parts, there's copper parts. I mean, it's just amazing.
Actually, if you even look very closely at some of those tiny little parts, someone has actually handwritten the part number on that so that you can screw it into the other one you're looking at.
I know, that's what's amazing. Every single one of those little tiny parts, you'll see a little black writing of the number on it.
Yep.
And it's an amazing system. I mean, you know, when you're trying to fix something, let's say your hot water tank goes or something, you know, even if Mowat's charged me a nickel more for that little part than I could find it in a big box in a plastic container, I don't care because I'm saving so much on the labor by doing it myself, and I want the convenience of being able to find it, and I want to be able to feel and touch those parts. I mean, that's what I love about the store. I mean, that's so cool.
And then, of course, the pride of actually being able to do it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And, you know, the knowledgeable staff there, too. A lot of times, you know, I mean, you guys must just get asked a million questions a day.
Oh, yes, from some absolutely crazy ones to some just stumping ones take a bit of research. But we're ready for every question. It just might take us a little while to get your answer.
Well, that's what I noticed in your store. You actually have the internet right there, and you have the Home Hardware catalog right there. And you look up stuff on the internet, too?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, more and more every day. It just becomes so much more convenient. And
well, people are trying to find a left-handed widget to screw into the right-handed widget socket, and it's almost impossible unless they get a conversion widget part from that's only made by one company that is out of stock, but they
it'll be on back order for a few weeks, but we'll get it. Just you gotta be patient. It's all springtime.
No, that's the amazing thing, though. Hey, it's all those little intricacies of the problems. Like, you guys are really problem solvers.
I like to think of it that way, actually, and that's where we get a bit of the sort of joy out of it, too, is, you know, when you can successfully help someone who's stumped.
Yeah.
Or even provide that part that they just need, that missing link. I mean,
see, that's what I find so discerning about the big stores, the big box stores, is you go in there and, you know, you look down the aisles and there's just nobody there. And if you have a question, I'm wondering, and, you know, nobody would be able to answer your question. You know, it just seems to be the lost, you know, part of retail is that whole personalized service. I mean, that just doesn't seem to happen anymore.
And it's a big part of it, really. I mean, as you mentioned, it might be a nickel more, but
who cares?
You can actually talk to somebody and go home with some knowledge, too.
And you're probably going to get the right part that fits.
Yes.
I mean, that's the important thing. I mean, it's not, and, you know, instead of just trying to find the absolute, you know, let me see, I'll take a ferry, I'll drive 45 minutes up to Nanaimo because it's 10 cents cheaper, and then I'll get absolutely no advice when I buy it, and then if I have a problem, I've got to get on a ferry, drive all the way to Nanaimo to take it back. Well, I guess I'm going to Nanaimo for 3 days.
Yeah, that's a lot of money and time.
Well, it doesn't make sense.
No, it really doesn't. It really doesn't.
And, I mean, it's a service that you guys have, so. And you guys don't just sell hardware plumbing. I mean, that's my favorite part of the store. What other stuff do you sell?
Well, how much time do we got on the show? My favorite floor actually happens to be the housewares floor, the basement.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's maybe a bit fragile for me running through there, but it's certainly one. I mean, I love to cook and things like
that.
Do you really? So that's really where I love that. But I've certainly spent a lot of time in the hardware department, and that's where I've come up through the company.
Oh, okay. That's where you started, in the hardware section?
Well, I started way below that, actually.
Sort of below that?
Oh, it's a bit of a story.
Okay. Where did you start?
I was actually the garbage box boy.
The garbage box boy?
I started as an after-school job 12 years ago.
Isn't that amazing? Now you're the store manager.
Yeah, I've been lucky and worked hard and climbed the ladder.
And you put a lot into it.
I like to think so. I treat it as my company.
Right.
I mean, it's the community company for sure, and there certainly are owners, but I treat it as mine, and that's the way I.
Well, who's the big boss down there?
Well, as far as the day-to-day operations, it's Kim Young and myself.
Right. And then Kevin.
Kevin owns the store and certainly dabbles in
it. And I have to say, Kevin is a great guy. I mean, I met Kevin on a committee I was on, and he is a great guy.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I'm very happy with him as a boss. Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. He puts a lot into the community.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. A lot of unseen things.
Yeah. I was on the Fair Advisory Committee. And he funded the Fulford survey to find out about those three properties that weren't owned by the Ministry of Transport. Nobody else would kick up the money. The CRD dilly-dallied around. Islands Trust didn't have it in his budget. Kevin just said, fine, Mowats will pay for it. And they did it.
Wow.
And, I mean, it's things like that. It's things behind the scenes that they do a lot for the community.
Yeah, I mean, we sort of are looked to in some ways for that, but also want to be able to do that for the community.
Right.
I mean, there is some sort of missing government hierarchy in certain places,
right.
And then you sort of look to the the business community and say, who's going to be able to do it?
Yeah, well, that's what happens in Salt Spring, and that's why everything seems to work in some ways, because sometimes people just step up and do it.
Yep, that's what it needs sometimes.
Right. So what do you, where do you see Mowats going in the next 105 years?
Well, we've sort of expanded inside of ourselves to the point where we've really squeezed every little nook and cranny.
It's amazing.
Yeah, pretty impressive. Sometimes maybe too much, you know, in certain areas. But in order to have a good selection, we've got to put it everywhere.
Oh, it's amazing. Like, that's why the store, I mean, you watch people go in there for the first time and they're just like, wow, look at all this stuff.
Oh, and the best comments you hear from people from off-island are they walk in and say, I can't believe this is a Home Hardware. This is the best Home Hardware I've ever seen. And they don't just don't have it in their community. So that's really, you know,
well, the problem with a lot of the big Home Hardware stores, like the ones up in Parksville, is that they're just trying to be like the big boxes.
They are competing closer to them, for sure. We
do
have a bit of a captive audience.
Right.
And, of course, some island feel and theme. But
you still have lots of competitors here. It's not like you can just charge anything. I mean,
absolutely. No, Windsor and Slag have kept us in check.
I mean, it's a competitive marketplace.
Yeah, I would think so, absolutely.
Yeah. So, I mean, the prices that you offer are the same as not everywhere else. I mean, prices seem to be, you know, on any given topic, I mean, almost the same everywhere nowadays.
It really is. I mean, with the internet again, actually, the ability to shop from home and know what you should be paying, it keeps us in check as well. And, of course, we don't want to gouge. We're here to provide a service.
Right.
And at the same time, we've got to be able to feed and
do you think people do a lot more online research now? When they buy stuff?
Absolutely. Oh, really? Yeah. And in certain ways, I think they should. You know, you go down to buy a hammer, maybe you don't need to do that research.
Right.
But you start looking at, you know, appliances or power tools or something that's going to be in the home and working for you for a while. Doing a quick consumer check is not going to hurt any. And if you don't have that sort of service, like you said, we've got the internet in the store there, and we've also got our computerized catalog, which can provide a lot of information to compare.
I know a couple of years ago I was looking at buying a generator, and I went on the Home Hardware catalog, and then I went down to the store, and the one of your people at the store looked at me and said, you know, they're not very good. We don't recommend you buy that one.
I've got a couple of products like that.
I mean, I was like, well, you know, that's probably the best thing someone's ever said to me. Because she said, the problem is, I think it's a manufacturer's warranty, and they're out of the States and big hassles. It was the propane power generator, because I wanted to hook it up to my big propane tank. I thought that'd be a lot easier than carrying gas out there at 2 o'clock in the morning. But
that makes sense.
But she said it was just kind of like, they look so good in the catalog, but she said, you know, we've had problems.
There are a few things, Leary, like that. We've had a few things with pressure washers as well.
Right.
And it, you know, to sell something somebody and have them upset, you know, a few months later in the next season, that's really not what we're about. So,
well,
you know, laying the cards on the table.
It's a small island.
It is.
And so you've got, you know, it was really good to get that advice up front, because I could have just imagined, you know, the power outage. There I am thinking, oh, just flip the switch and this thing's going to come on.
Yeah.
What the heck?
Who are you cursing then, eh? Yeah.
Damn it, that jerk! No, but that's that's how people react nowadays, you know. They get so upset over things, and, you know, the problem is the supply chain. If there's stuff in there, you don't know. It's nice that someone told me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, to be honest and upfront about something like that.
Yeah,
at the same time, I also hope that we're boasting about the products that are good.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, they turned me on to a really good one.
Excellent.
Very good. So what's going to happen with the little bookstore that's shutting down in there? Are you guys going to take that space over?
Well, we had talked about it, but really? It's almost too far of a satellite.
Right.
So, to my knowledge, and of course, don't want to spread rumors.
Don't spread this rumor. If you're listening, keep it to yourself.
The
coffee shop. I'm a coffee hound because, you know, then I could walk. I could make the leap from coffee shop to coffee shop in town. You know,
the circuit.
Yeah, TJ's over to Barb's, but there's nothing on that. Well, I could go to Annie Pastel's, but it would give me a leap so that I could make it from Annie Pastel's back.
Well, like, you don't forget Treehouse in there too.
Well, Treehouse, Treehouse is not really a coffee shop. It's more of a restaurant.
It is a unique situation, that little area.
Yeah.
And certainly, they've done a great job of making use of their space.
I love the Treehouse. In the summertime, there's probably not a better spot on the island to sit at night as the Treehouse.
It is great, isn't it?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Listen to the live music. I mean, it's incredible. The sound quality is just incredible.
Yeah. No, Mark and Trina have done a great job there.
Yeah.
Sure.
I mean, Mark being a sound engineer, the sound that the musicians, I mean, the ambience is just incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, it's an incredible experience.
Yeah, to have that as our neighbors is fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bit sad about that bookstore.
It was a great little bookstore.
Yeah, absolutely.
Been there a long time.
It has. I've bought many a Christmas gift from there, actually. So.
And, you know, a lot of local authors really like this store because they promoted the local authors.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think? What's the rumor?
Well, it's going to be a combination of things.
Oh, really?
You know, much like anything on Salt Spring to survive, you can't just be too focused on one.
Right.
But the rumor has it, it's going to be a combination of a furniture and clothing in a really green concentration or idea, as well as some interior design going on. I haven't met the future tenant yet at all, but...
Well, that's always interesting. Somebody with a new idea come along, and
absolutely.
It's a marquee location. It really is, because when you get off the float plane, I mean, it's right there. I mean, I love that location. That's why I thought a coffee shop would just be a perfect location.
Yeah, it would have been a nice, great spot for that, actually.
Yeah. And added to my circuit. You know, I was talking to David about Foursquare, right? Just it would have been another Foursquare check-in right in town. I mean, it would have been great.
Yes, actually, and that's just something I've learned about. So obviously, I'm going to do my homework on that. And
well, that's what we were talking about. People go into stores now and they electronically check in. You know, and the next thing coming along with the smartphones is going to be NFC, where you just pay right off your phone.
Oh.
You don't even carry your wallet anymore. You can just put your credit card right in the phone and you swipe it. It just goes near contact with the machine, the debit machine there, and it just makes a payment right out of your credit card. Wallets are going to become like watches and cameras. Cameras have just died off because people aren't buying cameras, because almost every single phone now comes with a camera, and then you've got it where you can use it. You can send it to other people. And same with watches. I mean, watches are a dying trend, you know. I wouldn't want to be in the watch business.
No, I almost wear one just to balance my wrist up. I mean, it's there. I do look at it, but at the same time, it's on my phone.
No, and wallets will be the next thing that will kind of go, because you can just scan in your driver's license and, I mean... I looked at my wallet the other day and went, why do I even carry it? I mean, I keep my cash in my pocket, my $3 I have for coffee every day, my $3 allowance. That's all the wife gives me.
Well, that's reasonable. I mean, it can get out of hand.
Yeah. Well, especially when you're a coffee addict.
So, yes, you know. And doing your circuit.
That's right. But so we've got to stop for a commercial break here. But like I was saying, we're gonna stop with a commercial break right in the middle of the best Mowat story ever. So I'm going to put you on the line there. What kind of... Give me something really good that happened in the store, like something that was just like, or a customer service thing. Like, what happened? What did you do that was just outrageous?
Well, I do have a few of them. One of them actually comes from the history book we were speaking about earlier. But basically, it boiled down to there was an account that wasn't being paid. It was a farmer from way back. And the manager at the time went out to the farm and... had a conversation with the farmer about paying his bill, and really the farmer said, I don't have any money. All I can do is afford to feed my chickens.
Right.
So the manager at the time said, well, really, I guess those are my chickens.
Right.
And the next day is where the story gets interesting.
Right.
The farmer came to the store and said, well, if those are your chickens, here's your darn chickens, and let them go.
In the store?
In the store.
Oh, no.
So that's one of those unique stories that I think is really...
So do they still shop at Mowat's? Tell me they still live on the island.
Well, I certainly hope so. Actually, I'm not even up to my... I just remember that part of the story. I've forgotten who the manager is, who the farmer is.
And oh, I'm sure they'll be calling in, or they'll be waiting down at the store tonight with their descendants, and they'll
yes.
want to... They'll say that you've slighted them on CFSI.
Oh, I certainly hope not, because obviously everybody goes through hard times and good times, and, you know, we're there to help as well. But
well, you know, there's one interesting thing that I found out about Mowat's was the big sale, one of the biggest hardware sales, but correct me if I'm wrong, I thought was the bathrooms at Meadowbrook. Wasn't that a huge one for you guys?
Oh, yes, actually. The shower stalls especially.
The shower stalls. How many shower stalls did you get? Wasn't it like 40 or something?
It had to be. And I think every residence there was one of ours.
Wasn't it like one of their biggest all-time sales?
Oh, it was for sure. And I think six came every truck. Because we had a certain size truck coming, and we couldn't fill it up without bringing our other inventory.
Right.
So six at a time, and I was one of those muscling them in.
Really?
That was one of my jobs, was doing those deliveries.
That was a huge contract, though. I mean, it really was. Was it the shower stalls and the vanities or the toilets?
I'm actually not sure we got as far as the vanities and toilets, and they may have come along later.
Right.
But during the construction process, a shower stall traditionally goes in quite early.
Oh, right.
And, you know, I mean, it was just 2x4s and plywood when I was there delivering them. But, yeah, it was pretty interesting. Of course, being very young at the time as well, driving the truck and delivering, you know, potentially these $500 to $800 shower stalls.
Right.
You know, a small move and they're wrecked.
Yeah. No, that was a big... I mean, that was a big project for the island. And, you know, that's a great place.
Yes, absolutely.
I've got some customers that live down there, Mrs. Mastonbrook, and a few others that live down there and really enjoy the place. They're probably listening right now. Hello to everybody down at Meadowbrook. It's a wonderful place, you know, and I've actually reserved myself a room there for the year 2040. I'm hoping to get one of the view windows.
Oh!
I'm on the list.
That's planning right there.
Oh, I made the dedication that I want to be there in 2040, and I want to be on the list, you know, because when I go to get there, our generation's going to be squeezed. They'll say, well, you know, you guys have to sleep outside in a tent.
Oh, no.
Because we're the tail end of the baby boomers.
Well, when you're ready, I've got a selection of tents.
There you go. Oh, you guys sell tents?
Absolutely.
Really?
Oh, of course. Sleeping bags, tents, yes. I got quite a little camping section, but enough to definitely get the basics down for sure.
You must get a lot of people coming to Salt Spring that don't have hotel rooms. You ever have one like that in the summertime and they start to panic and they need to buy a tent or sleeping gear?
It does happen. More often, though, they get there and realize that their propane or butane stove doesn't work.
Oh, really?
So, you know, sure, they have the tent and the sleeping bag, but they got no way to cook, you know. What are we going to do? Can't burn during the summer, right? There's no campfires, nothing like that. So you get these crazed looks.
They haven't eaten in a day.
Yeah, what am I going to do? So that's
so you guys sell camps? Oh, yeah, of course.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Coleman?
Coleman and River Trail are two common names, absolutely.
What's the name of those little butane ones that you sell?
They actually might even go under the home banner now.
Okay.
But that's one of the best little units, especially for power outage.
Those stoves are incredible.
Aren't they?
I mean, I have two of them at my house. I don't know how I ended up with two. But they are incredible. If the power goes out, we have it right down in our little supply box, and we put it out on the countertop. And I mean, it heats. The butane heats so fast, and it actually, those little bottles, you would think that, oh, how long will they last? They last a long time.
They do. Yeah, I mean, it looks like a little spray can, like a paint spray can.
Yeah,
but yeah.
And you buy like about a 4-pack of them. I think it's like $8.99 or something, and they just last forever. I mean, it's amazing. But the heat that they pump out, and they'll boil water. Because anybody living on Salt Spring can tell you that, you know, a lot of people on the island heat with wood stoves. And so you take your wood stove and you think, well, I've got a wood stove going. I'll boil the water. I'll put the water on the wood stove. Well, a day later, you can almost see little bubbles forming in the water. Wood stoves don't, unless it's a cook stove, wood stoves don't really put out that much. I mean, they're designed to save the house from a fire, so You know, they kind of radiate the heat out. They're not designed for boiling water.
No, their efficiency is in heat. Yeah. That's what they're designed for.
Yeah, and so, I mean, it'll take you a week to boil water, you know. That's why you need to get one of those. Like, they're like, what are they, $39 or something like that?
I believe that's about right, actually. Yeah. I think they've dropped down a couple of bucks, which is always nice to see a price come down.
But they're a really good product.
They are.
I even put mine on my boat when I take it out in the summertime. We go camping or something.
I bought one, actually, as a wok burner.
Oh, really?
In order to have something that was going to superheat the Chinese wok that I like cooking, like I mentioned. And again, to give free up the stove space. But, yeah, pretty impressive, those little burners, for sure.
It's amazing. Because it probably puts enough, like, way more heat, quick heat, than electric, if you just have an electric, yeah.
Absolutely, and that's my situation.
For a wok, yeah.
And then, of course, the instant off thing's also important, right?
Right.
If you need that features.
Well, we're going to stop for a quick commercial break, and we're going to be right back after these words for our sponsor. We were going to leave you on this big cliffhanger. But, you know, David couldn't come up with one, so we're just kind of stuck. But do come back. Hang on to your dials. Don't change your dial. We'll be right back on CFSI with David from Mowat. Hang on, and we'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.